podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Hmm?
Andy Dirt Johnson.
Step up, son.
You're 2 pounds heavier than when you came to camp, but we can fix that. All we have to do is decrease his food intake and increase his metabolic output. All right, step on the scale, son. Muscle weighs more than fat.
And Brandon Sprague.
7-minute abs, and we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk. If you're not happy with the first 7 minutes, we're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Maybe at the end of the show, we'll both take our clothes off, you, Armani, and me, mine, and we'll just give it to the audience. What do you think?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy Friday, everybody. Get your flop shots on.
Now, why did you come back right on time? I absolutely
because I bullied him into taking the France Open out of his update. We didn't get any London France underpants over there.
Carlos Alcaraz up 2-0 here as we start the fourth set.
There you go. We will spray the line coming up in a bit. Super regionals going on. We got to talk about that. But now I'm down a Blazer all-time statistical leader rabbit hole.
You give me stats that like nobody cares about.
Nobody cares about. So I have done the research in the break. We do the research on this show. Terry Porter, still the franchise leader in assists.
Yes.
Let's play the fun game.
Where's Bobby Gross on that list?
He is not in the top 10, and I'm only seeing the top 10 here.
Hmm. What about scoring? Where's Bobby Gross on that list?
He's not in the top 10 of that either. You have your moments, Oracle. That was one of them. We all have our random favorites. You know, I get it, but it's not really a debate about who was the better player. Can you name the top five guys in total assists in Blazer franchise history?
The top five.
So Porter's number one, 5,319.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll give you a little hint here.
Drexler.
There's only one other guy with 5,000. There's only one guy in the 4,000s. There's only one guy. Well, I mean, you get what I'm saying. One guy in the 3,000s and one guy with 2,500.
Damon Stoudemire.
Damon Stoudemire is fourth on this list.
Dame Lillard's got to be.
Dame Lillard is second, 5,151.
Drexler
is third, 4,933.
So we're missing one?
You got one more to go.
Lionel Hollins.
Rod Strickland.
Rod Strickland.
Lionel Hollins not even in the top 10. Not even the top 10.
Yeah,
Lionel
he wasn't
Hollins.
Here.
Wasn't here long enough.
I couldn't remember how long he was here.
The rest of your top 10 is. We retire all.
Isn't Lionel Hollins up in the rafters?
He's in the rafters. Yeah,
I think everybody on that.
He was here for 3 weeks.
Lloyd Neal's jersey got retired.
The rest of your top 10.
Twardzik up there.
Well, Twardzik was he started, so.
You keep Lloyd saying Neal. That yes. As if statistically that was like amazing.
Deserving of having your number retired. Jeff Petrie, Jim Paxson, CJ McCollum, Michael Thompson, and Jerome Kersey is the rest of your top 10 in assists.
CJ off that list.
In the history of the franchise.
If I was the president of everybody in Portland, I would.
Are you going to unretire numbers?
No.
Can we unretire? Can you unretire? Has anybody ever unretired
I'd
a number?
I'd retire more.
You would go the other way?
Yeah.
You don't have any numbers left.
Why are the early 90s teams not recognized?
They didn't win a championship, man.
Kersey?
I mean, it should be retired. It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Porter's in, but Kersey's not.
Is Cliffy up there?
No, Cliffy's not.
So.
Cliffy's not. I was unpacking all my stuff, found my Cliff Robinson jersey.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us. Hey, you guys are in the Super Regional tonight.
Yes.
Today, this afternoon.
This weekend.
Middle of the day.
This weekend.
Yeah. Well, you hope it goes the whole weekend, you know.
I hope it's done after tomorrow.
Could win today, could win tomorrow.
So then Sunday, we can focus on game two of the finals.
Hell yeah. Then we can go to Omaha.
Forgot we got to wait till Sunday for game two.
Do we fly out of Eugene to go to Omaha? Because that would be great.
I think you do.
The only team that flies out of Eugene to go to Omaha is Oregon State.
There you guys have an airport? Do you guys have an airport in Corvallis?
Yeah, we might as well build us an airport in Eugene.
No, there's a municipal airport in Albany.
Call it the Omaha Wing. It's just an orange and black.
There you go.
I'm happy for
you. Yeah,
guys,
that NCAA charter.
I'm happy for
yeah,
you guys.
That NCAA charter will come right into Eugene.
You need something. I'm happy for you.
What do you mean we need some? We're Pac-12 champions.
You desperately deserve it.
We're WCC women's basketball champions, too.
You are, damn it. You're damn right you are.
We're the two dam. Lion. You've stepped into a trap.
You build that dam, you were
making fun of me.
Yeah, you build it, all right? You build that dam.
I am interested in the...
Give me the breakdown. What do we think about the matchup of Florida State?
I don't know. I think Oregon State's playing good baseball. At least they ended their regional well.
Sorry. I digress. Continue, please. They're playing good baseball.
To like to dump a lot of money and lose to Utah Valley.
I don't know. It's not my money.
That's a good point. No, I mean, I don't know anything about Florida State. I'm not going to pretend. They're good. Traditionally, they're a program people look at because they're from the state of Florida. It's always like the sunshine weather thing. Historically, though, went through it with this with Bill. They don't have the greatest roster depth in Major League Baseball history.
Florida State? I know Buster Posey. That's all I know.
He basically said Buster Posey, there was another player, and then it got to Jameis Winston.
What?
He was looking up Winston stats.
I mean, he was a good baseball player. I remember that.
His numbers were meh in college.
He was a closer, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so look, Florida State, I don't understand the strategy, but also it may work for them. I guess they're not starting their ace. I actually think the bigger story is this, and I know that going to Omaha would be a big deal for Mitch Canham because there's actual sickos who want to fire this dude.
Yes, there are.
Look, I hope they keep playing the way they were. A couple days off now since the regional. Hopefully those bats pick up where they left off. They'll clean right through this series if they do. Have you guys followed the ticket story?
No.
No. What's going on with tickets?
So the tickets were supposed to be released at 7 a.m., and it was announced by the Oregon State Athletic Director. And so Beaver fans just lined up in a queue for 7 a.m. It started later than it was supposed to. And then people that got on the queue super early still had no chance. The tickets were instantly sold out.
That quick.
Gosh. And then instantly put on the secondary market for way above value price because, of course, you got to make money.
That sucks.
So was it through Oregon State or does the NCAA take over?
I believe
at this
was the
point?
Oregon State. Hey, okay. We're releasing tickets. Line up in the queue. It's kind of been like a disaster.
That's
Beaver
not
fan
good.
Has not been happy about it.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like Oregon State's going to be releasing Florida State tickets because they didn't sell out their allotment.
Coming from Tallahassee, I'd imagine not a lot of them are making that trip.
There's a chance here there could be some fans who didn't get in, but reading the tea leaves of social media,
that blows.
Quite a few Beaver fans super pissed that they didn't get a chance to go to a Super
Regional. I mean, I know they have a fair amount of season ticket holders in the regular season.
Well, that was the other thing, is the allotment for the 7 a.m. release, it was far less than people thought it was going to be.
Oh, okay.
It was basically like, hey, come get your tickets, when knowing most of those tickets had already been sold.
Yeah, that's a tough part. But there's no real right or wrong way
it's
to
not
do
a very
tickets
big stadium
anymore.
Either.
It's not a very big stadium, so you have a limited amount. And then you feel bad for the ones who are like diehard fans who have probably been going all year, like who are actual, like, I'm in this, to, you know, living and dying with this. And then the people who jump on at the last second and want to go to a game, and all of a sudden the ticket prices are insane. Or you got to buy them on the secondary market. That sucks. By the way, my Google search is telling me Cal Raleigh went to Florida State.
Did you list
Cal Raleigh?
That's Major League Baseball home run leader.
That is maybe the best catcher in baseball, Raleigh.
Schultz's been right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a terrible take.
Rutschman's starting to come on last night.
Luke Weaver for the Yankees, Florida State Seminole.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
So I got that.
Was he on the World Series team?
No. For the Yankees?
Last year?
Yeah. No? Maybe?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely was. Duh.
No doubt.
Cole Sands has two saves for the Minnesota Twins.
Get out of here.
Twinkies.
Cole Sands.
3.12 ERA.
Jameis Winston, bigger baseball player from Florida State than Cole Sands. And Cole Sands is in Major League Baseball. Come on. What are we doing here?
A lot of people know I'm checking the text.
Yeah, the official
all
game
Cal
notes
Raleigh,
haven't listed any starters for either school, but is Dax Whitney going to go?
I think
freshman?
The indication is Dax is going to be on the mound.
Dax is going to go because he went in game two.
Dude, 12 Ks in six innings is nuts.
No, you go out there, you put the pressure on, and try to win that first game, and then all the pressure in the world.
Is everybody off of Canham's nuts if he gets to the World Series?
I mean,
is that back off?
They shouldn't be on him right now.
I mean, they shouldn't, but you know how fans are.
But I think so. I think if they go to Omaha,
if you get to Omaha,
I think that percentage of the fan that's like, fire Canham's disrespectful to our program, what we're doing. I think it's less than 7%.
Nah. That seems pretty accurate.
Do they want to win?
Seems pretty accurate.
Do they want to go back
Everybody
to Omaha?
Everybody wants to win a championship. Yeah, you'd rather have that than not.
Vanderbilt lost to Wright State. Like, it's baseball's weird.
It's a funky sport.
And it wasn't
sometimes
be,
you lose to Utah Valley, you know? Sometimes it happens.
Where you get super weird, you Cal Poly.
You blow a 3-run lead
they're
to
a
Cal
juggernaut.
Poly.
They're a juggernaut. I've watched them all year. They're a dominant team.
Yeah.
A bunch of big leaguers on that roster.
Will Oregon football get farther in the playoff than Oregon State in baseball?
So you guys have won. Does that count as a round?
If we get to Omaha, we'll be in the final eight.
In the final
eight?
Yeah. What do we still got a 12-team playoff now, right?
Yeah, 12-team last year.
So with four, so you got to win one playoff game, essentially, to get to the final eight?
Basically.
Yeah.
So if you guys win, you get to the,
if you get a bye.
If you get a bye, you're automatically in the final eight.
You're in the final eight.
You're in the elite eight automatically. I'll say yeah, what the hell. Somebody said, fun Florida State baseball fact, they have been, by a mile, the most World Series appearances without a title.
Yes.
They've been 24 times without winning it. The next most is 12.
They also have a pitcher who talks a lot of trash. A
lot of trash?
He was caught, I forget who they beat.
There's a lot of trash talkers in college baseball.
It's super.
You see your boy Chipper Jones piss everybody off.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Chipper Jones ranted about this. He was like, I don't want to want, like, college baseball sucks. All these guys don't respect the game. They don't respect their opponents. They're all yelling at each other. He went on a whole I'm old and baseball sucks now rant. And a bunch of but he singled out one team who does it the right way. I think it was Coastal Carolina or something. He was like, outside of Coastal Carolina, they play the game with some respect and some pride. And every fan base jumped
on it. It can get pretty bro-y.
Well, it is. It is very bro-y.
I feel like the ping does that to you.
Yeah.
When the pings will bring it up.
It's the vibe. It's the energy. Ping! But this Florida State pitcher was caught. I forget who he was playing, but he struck somebody out. He was caught basically saying, "Sit down, you crybaby bitch."
You know.
Whoa.
Took a turn.
Do that in Corvallis. See how that goes.
What if he yells that out first inning?
You want to see that offense pick up where it left off, and if it does. This is a no-doubter win for them.
No-doubter win?
That 50-6 in the final, four games?
I'm convinced that first game was simply about the fact that they hadn't played for 2 weeks.
Ah, the rust versus rest factor, huh?
That's a long time to not have real action. I mean, I know they played some inter-squad games, but...
When they cleaned it up, they got the redemption against
And then immediately they came back the next game and just started raking, and you're like, okay.
There's going to be a lot of nerves in that stadium, Dirt. It's going to hurt if they don't go to Omaha.
It's going to hurt, yeah.
They're
going
to need their freshmen, though, to settle them down. Get some strikeouts early. Just get them into the game, and then I think they'll be fine.
He said, I'm a Mariners fan and a Beaver alum. I don't talk trash. I just want happiness. The Mariners bring me no sustained happiness, and I'm a nervous wreck about the Super Regional. My fandom is 99% pain, 1% pleasure. And then
I would actually disagree. You've had 3 World Series.
Yeah, dude, as a Beaver alum, like, if you follow college baseball and you genuinely care about it, you've had 3 championships
in the last. It balances out the Mariners sucked them.
Unless you're, if you're a super young fan, then you probably, because what was 06, 07, right? Were the
and
first
then 18,
two?
Yeah.
So if you're like 22 years old, you don't remember that.
You really only have enjoyed one.
You're barely
but
alive.
Still, even winning one
that
is
that was
like,
pretty cool. And the way they won it was nuts. One listener saying that they have a finalist for the Golden Spikes Award at Florida State.
Okay.
What's his name? You don't know?
No. Oh. I didn't watch any of their regional.
I didn't either.
Alex Lodies.
Okay.
He's supposed Oregon to be State's a top 5 pick. He's their shortstop. He's one of the most prolific hitters in all of baseball.
Yeah. I watched Oregon State's regional and women's softball. It's all I've watched college baseball and softball wise.
That's all you got.
That World Series is intense.
I watched
it's
that
been pretty
last,
bananas. The ratings are really good.
Little Rock trying to beat LSU in that last.
LSU talking trash to sub 500 Little Rock was a choice. Also, Mahomes showing up for Tech. Cool, but like a lot of look at me energy.
Yeah, he's got a lot of that.
He had to be
so
in
his
suite.
Wife after all the plastic
God forbid
surgery.
He sit with the people.
Be a man of the people.
And
you know where Shaq was sitting last night? Courtside.
Had to have been.
I'm going
Here's
to
my observation.
Guess that was more of a security thing. By
oh,
the,
yeah, because Tech fans are going to murder Patrick Mahomes on live television.
They just didn't want everybody going up there looking for an autograph during the game.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure he never has that in Kansas City. I had an observation takeaway. I saw Shaq sitting courtside.
Yeah. Somebody took a picture and circled him, and everybody was like, thanks for identifying Shaq. He's like one of 8 black people in the crowd. I don't know if I would, if he would have stood. I don't know if I could have recognized him.
7 feet, 350 pounds. Can't pick him out of a lineup.
Has to be both the coolest and worst seat in the building next to Shaq.
Oh, it's got to be
like
brutal.
No, behind Shaq.
Behind him?
No,
next to him?
I think next to him is worse because he.
Well,
he
if I'm behind
slouches?
Him, I'm screwed. There's no way I could see anything.
Well, you're
I'd
next
have to stand
to him.
On
he's,
your shoulders.
He's invading your chair.
Yeah, he's taking up your space.
But like, what up, Shaq? You know, like there's a.
This is so cool.
Shaq, man. But it's like you're
Can
in the
Can I
back
go to
seat?
The general and save some time?
Got any Jack vending machine charcuterie for
my
me?
My elbow's been hurting. You got any relief pain medicine that you
little
can put?
Icy hot?
A little icy hot? Did you ever have a
situation? Deliver you pizzas courtside too? Does that happen?
Where you were in a car and you were with cousins and they played the turn game where they all just lean into you one turn on the. You ever do that?
Yeah.
That had to have been what it was like to sit next to Shaq last night, the whole game.
Mm.
Just Shaq sitting
That's a
down.
Tough spot to sit.
Watch out, little man.
You're just like, I'm not little, but you're just big. I'm
So Oregon State starts their Super Regional today, taking on the Seminoles. Go Beavs, baby. Go
what
Beavs.
Time's the first pitch?
3 o'clock, ESPN2.
ESPN2. The Deuce, you're on the Deuce today. Deuce is wild.
We'll just be wrapping up our golf round.
Ace versus no ace. Yeah. Who gets the dub in game one?
I'm rooting for my Beaver brethren who live and die by this.
I am too, man.
Faith in the Beavs to keep it rolling.
Beav fan always hates me for saying it, but I don't really care that much about college baseball.
Well, because you gloat when you do win.
You know, we went 4-0 against you guys. 4-0. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. But now that my team's been eliminated by the juggernaut that is Utah Valley and Cal Poly, go Beavs, baby.
All right.
Let's go Beavs.
First ever meeting between the two programs.
Never happened before, huh?
That's
never
a far happened. Journey, by the way.
We played them once in a Rose Bowl. Remember how that went?
I do
too.
J-Mo Winston.
Let's break the line. You're damn right. We'll do it next on The Fam.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Springing the line.
Stop.
Springing the line.
Stop.
Just stop.
Look, listeners want it. Springing the line brought to you by Black Licorice. Does this make Bill Oram a psycho?
Yes, it does. Somebody sent me an article that if you eat too much black licorice, you can die.
Whoa!
Somebody died eating too much black licorice.
Now, how much are we talking?
I mean, they ate probably too much of licorice in a day in general, so that.
I love a good licorice, though. Like, when was the last time you bought one of those tubs from Costco? The red licorice?
Why are you laughing so hard?
No reason at all.
Like the Twizzlers, the red vine?
No. Licorice.
Nobody, dude, get out of here with your Twizzlers.
Nobody wants Twizzlers.
I don't want to eat wax.
No, and the red vines at like a hockey game or like a minor league baseball game, it's like a piece of rubber. It's like 3 foot long.
Dude,
the tub at Costco, and they come in the little, you know what I'm talking about?
They used to be a little longer, those tubs, and now the red vines have been cut. They're little shorties here. I used to use them as Coca-Cola straws.
Yes, now we're talking.
But I like red vines, probably my favorite, but I do love a fair, like you go to a good fair, the rope,
the red rope. Red rope's good.
I'm all in on that one. Black licorice, burning hell.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Blue Lime Brandon. You too will give up the five hole when you're thinking about Henrik Lundqvist. You're going to be distracted by his beauty again tonight. Spring and Lime brought to you by the Redfin Stalker. The only thing scarier is a Sprague pick. That's a solid nickname,
by
the way.
I'm actually both the Redfin Stalker and a bad gambler. And yes, I will be distracted. That man shouldn't be on television. He's too good looking.
He's a beautiful human being. Spring and Lime brought to you by Hibernation Butt Plugs. When plugging your poo with your own poo for 3 months sounds more practical than a Sprague pick.
I can't believe bears do that.
That happens, man.
But like they know how to poo plug the situation up.
Spring Line brought to you by the local news.
I don't think it's conscious.
It is. I think it's an instinct.
They take the poo out and then shove the poo back in.
They don't shove it with their hands.
You don't think that they sit on
they don't
it?
Take their paw.
They like, sit down and poo. And then they
go sleep. No. Just what their body does to prepare for hibernation.
No, I think they know how to just
stop it.
And then they know when it's going to harden.
You just like shut it down right when it's at the exit?
I have it more as like blowing your nose. You just know how to do it. Does that make sense? That's how I have it in my mind.
There we go. It's going to harden.
Yeah.
There we go.
Got it.
Spring and Lime brought to you by the local news station cutting out in the last minute of the team's final game. Still way better than the betting advice you'd get listening to a Sprague pick.
That's a hot take. There's no way that's true.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Schulte's desire to host the midday show. If I were Orton or Fisher or Buckley, I'm not accepting any food or drink until Dusty's replacement is named.
You know, Schulte's been named the most of somebody most likely to poison other coworkers.
It was definitely that in a yearbook. Spring and Lime brought to you by J-Mac.
The most only likely to kill people for a job.
Spring and Lime.
Who wrote that in his yearbook?
Brought to you by J-Mac. The only thing more annoying than a Sprague pick. Colin! on?
By the way, overwhelming yes has 5'7 aura.
Somebody texted in, he's 6'2. Get out of here with that nonsense, all right?
I was the internet might say he's 6'2, though.
No, he cooked the books there. Spring and Live brought to you by retiring Steve Blake's jersey. Still a better bet than a Sprague pick.
Oh, Steve Blake Jr. starting at Maryland this year.
Don't tell me that.
I'm not.
Does he know jujitsu as well?
Juan Dixon Jr. there, too.
What about Chris Wilcox Jr.? Is he coming through?
Lonnie Baxter Jr.
what was the coach's name?
Gary Williams.
Gary Williams the second. Is he got a kid who's coaching that team?
It would be great if
didn't
that
Maryland
happened.
Lose their coach and their coach bolt after their tournament run?
Yeah.
Where did he go to?
Wait, did he officially bolt or was he being vague about bolting?
I think he bolted. Okay. I think we got a bolter.
And we found out that he had done that at the previous stop too. He
remember was, the whole yeah, tournament he vague. Was like yeah. he was doing the whole we need more NIL stuff.
Yeah.
I thought he went
name that coach. This is how much we know about college basketball.
Did you see Kevin Young got extended?
A&M. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Get the number one recruit in the country.
Yeah.
You know, $8 million did it.
Who's the new coach at Maryland?
Don't play that game.
I'm playing that
game.
How
would you do that to us? Nobody knows. Maryland doesn't know.
You know.
Scott Van Pelt
it's
knows?
A name. It's a name.
Scott Van Pelt.
I know next to nothing about college basketball, and even I know this name.
No, it. Oh.
Is it a Patino?
It's not.
You know the name?
I know the name.
Damn.
Because it was somebody that was at a high.
Yes.
A high
yes,
profile
will.
Program that had
Kevin
to go,
Willard was the guy
Buzz,
who was
Buzz Williams.
Buzz
yeah,
Williams.
Buzz.
There
Williams,
you go. I remember.
Yeah.
Kevin Willard was the bro right. who left. He's gone. Where did he go to?
Why are you playing this game?
I just like reminding everybody how little we pay attention to college basketball, and then we pretend to care about the sport for a month every year.
I did have in my head, I need an onions on this broadcast
onions.
Last night.
Onions!
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 Yeah, it would have been a better broadcast. Kevin Willard is now the head coach at Villanova.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he went to Villanova. Right.
I mean,
and Maryland hired Buzz Williams.
Not
look
a downgrade. Nice move.
Maryland basketball facts for you. Tonight we get game two of the Stanley Cup final.
Hammer the Ice Cats. We're
hammering the Ice Cats tonight.
Yeah. I said take the Oilers game one, take the Ice Cats
Blue
game two.
Blue line Brandon has spoken. Yep. -105 on the money line for Florida
we're
tonight.
Going money line. This is too good of a series.
You're not going win by two or three goals?
I'm going to, you know, in my mind I have it 4-2.
Okay. You go regulation win, by the way, 60-minute line.
Yeah.
You can get +155
on the money line?
I believe so.
For the Panthers, yes.
For the Panthers.
Yeah, I take that right there. That's
so
the bet.
No OT winner, no just, OT. You know. Yeah. And it's like one of those stupid soccer bets that doesn't cash if they win in overtime. Swag, how do you feel about those games or that game tonight?
I like the Oilers.
You like the Oilers
again,
tonight?
Again.
2-0 series lead?
Yeah, and because I think Edmonton they'll be better about not taking silly penalties. Corey Perry took a couple of bad penalties.
The Panthers gave him the game-winning goal at the end. Talk about bad penalties.
No,
they
I
chucked
know.
The puck into the crowd. Yeah. Did you know that's a power play?
Did you know it's a power play?
I knew it. Swag didn't
Swag
know
Swag had
it.
No clue.
He was stunned.
He's no blue line Brandon.
That's why they were pointing up.
Everybody was pointing up. Don't look up.
Don't look at Henry Lundqvist, I'll tell you that much.
No.
Just looking into the sun.
Dude, you won't be able to recover. It's like an eclipse.
Sizzler.
My God.
I love meat.
Might be the hottest person in the world.
Calm down over there, dude. Calm down, man.
I just everything about him. It's
so,
perfect.
Swag likes the Oilers.
Swag gets what I'm saying.
He gets totally what you're saying. I'm with Blue Line Brandon on this one. I think it's a back and forth series.
It's a great series.
I got a futures ticket on the Oilers, so I'm keenly aware of their chances of winning the Stanley Cup. But I do think the Panthers win tonight. I don't think they blow another lead, and I think we got a tie series. So I will take the Panthers. Game two of the NBA Finals, by the way. That spread.
I can't believe it's
11.
Sunday,
it's up to 11.
Yeah, I told you. It's going to be this way all series. When they go to Indy, it's going to be
doesn't matter.
7 or 8.
Doesn't matter what
game
happens.
Game 2 screams of the 25-point blowout.
Yeah, it does. It has that vibe.
Like the Thunder will come. I'll be curious.
Now,
if
didn't we do this to Indiana when they came back? Now, I know the Knicks and Thunder are a different
animal. The Knicks
animal,
and Thunder are different
but
beasts.
Then they went in and won Game 2 in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, but do you remember Game 2 of Denver-Oklahoma City? They choked away Game 1.
And then they killed them in Game 2.
Just obliterated them.
They did.
It's a good Oklahoma City team. They're bound
I would
to have
look
one
at
of those
alternative
games.
Point spreads if I get into the 20-25 point, if I can make
I like
some
where
money.
You're going with that, Riggins. I think I'm with you on that one. How high are we going? What's our alternative spread? What's the best value? Give me, like, what is it, 14? Thunder minus 14.
Let me see here.
You give me that value? Because I think you and I are barking up the same
minus
tree
14 and a half for the OKC Thunder +139.
No, that's not
Not
great.
Much. I mean, you're only going up 3 points
what's
on 18? The spread.
Give me 18.
18 and a half is +215. That's you go 20-point win, it's +273.
20 and a half is +273.
Even that's not That's crazy. That's only 273.
They're an 11-point favorite.
I know.
And
I
they
know.
Lost You're the right. first game. Yeah.
24.5 is plus 401.
I might get weird and put some money on Pacers' money line. Why the hell not? Hmm. At this point, I got nothing to lose. Sprague and the Line brought to you by the Braves' 6-run lead in the ninth inning.
Yo, stop.
Still more dependable than a Sprague pick. Look. We're really going to let Sprague escape today without mentioning that colossal meltdown by the Braves.
I did Sprague, what's your reaction?
At the very top of the show, and I recognized it, and we moved on.
Sprague and the Line brought to you by the Mount Rushmore of Bad Gambling, which all four heads are Sprague picks.
Do you know
that's pretty good.
The Braves hadn't lost a 6-run lead in the ninth?
It was Steve Berthume, too.
Shut up.
Shoving it down your throat over there.
They hadn't lost that.
The Diamondbacks win!
Eugenio Suarez.
I'm married to Cindy Brunson.
Do you know they hadn't lost that game since 1973?
Blown a 6-run lead in the ninth inning?
Like, Swag was 20 years old.
Is that what
old.
It was? They were by 6 in the ninth inning?
Last time they lost that game.
Since how many different pitchers blew it? Because they had to have changed arms halfway through, right?
At least three in the ninth inning. I don't know if they had four.
Why are we talking about this?
You guys going to blow it up? You guys done? You cooked?
Look,
are you on team blow up?
I'm overreaction baseball fan because I don't pay attention to all the baseball
dealings. Good weeks, bad weeks. You're high, you're low.
Yeah, but the Nets or the Mets.
Oh, well, then
the Mets blew two late to the Dodgers.
I saw that yesterday.
The Mets should have swept the Dodgers.
We're clearly the fourth team in our division. Even the Nats are like, they've got some hope. They're rebuilding.
They traded Juan Soto and got a lot of young talent.
And it's finally kind of clicking a little bit here. Yeah. The Mets are the Mets, and the Phillies are good. Yeah. I'm kind of in, like, trade half the lineup territory here.
Let's reload, baby. Well, there you go. Sprague and the Line.
Tanking for us. Got us a World Series. Let's do it again.
I'm on the Ice Cats tonight, and I'm gambling Pacers money line, dude. I don't care.
Well, why are you live betting? Why are you gambling money line when you've quite literally said 80,000 times, I'm only going to live bet the Pacers?
I should. Will they be down by 10 the entire game again?
If they're down 10 and they're playing sloppy, hammer them.
The second I jump on that bet is the game that they don't come back and win.
Well, Windhorst made a good point. He said he talked to a Pacers coach and he said, look, I know everything about that team. They're better than us in a lot of ways. They're not better than us in the final minutes in a close game.
Yeah.
And that's what they dragged them, and they dragged them down.
Added winning time expectation leaders.
I think the Thunder know
stats.
They need to get it into the 20s. They need to, like, a 10-12-point lead going into the third.
Well, let's find
third.
Out what our ticker guest thinks about this.
Let's go to Indy. Would you guys shut up? We got the Daily Ticker, and that's right around the corner. Kevin Bowen from Indianapolis is next, but first here's us with a FUP.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Friday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. The warmer weather is here. Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment that you can see. Let's go to Indy for the Daily Ticker. What a game last night in the NBA Finals. We talked a lot about it today. What's the reaction there? Kevin Bowen, our good friend, joining us now. KBowen1070 on Twitter. You can go give him a follow there. The morning show at 107.5 in Indianapolis. Kevin, good morning to you. We were kind of speechless to start the show. What's your reaction and how's everybody feeling out there?
I hate to be hyperbolic, but I feel like I'm watching another Indiana basketball movie with this facial playoff run. It's amazing. I mean, these comebacks are just absolutely insane, no matter how you look at it. The fact that Halliburton's the one to cap it every single time. I mean, it's Robert Horry, Adam Vinatieri, Mariano Rivera, Tiger Woods seemingly had a kid, and his name is Tyrese Halliburton. So it's insane.
Matchup-wise, I'm curious what you – yeah, kind of circled and said, this is the interesting area for me for the Pacers, and then what you saw in game one that you liked and that you think maybe left Oklahoma City a little confused or puzzled.
Well, I mean, honestly, the inability to handle the pressure I thought was going to be a big storyline coming into the series. I didn't think the Pacers have 19 turnovers in the first half or whatever the number would be. But I thought the biggest key to the Pacers in the series was putting game pressure on Oklahoma City. It's an amazing stat. They have more double-digit wins, the Thunder this season, than the Pacers have wins, period. Again, it's a st- astonishing. But what that means is final 5 minutes of games, they haven't been in many of those moments. And I thought you saw it play out late. I thought at times Shea, the MVP, is looking over at, you know, his head coach like, hey, what do you want to do here? And you look at the Pacers' final possession, they don't look at Rick Carlisle. They say, boom, we're not taking timeout. For some reason, Lou Dort didn't take Tyrese Halliburton when I thought he easily could have picked him up, and the Pacers made him pay. So if you could put the Thunder into these late game pressure clutch situations, just make them prove themselves. And last night, they wilted in that moment. The Pacers thrive in those moments. The Thunder wilted for one night. Will that continue for, you know, how many more games of the series? We'll see, but that's exactly what the Pacers have to do. Try to put that game pressure on them. And now, you know, for the first time, really, outside of that Denver series, the Thunder are really feeling it.
Well, it's interesting, too, because you look at Game 2, and I love the NBA. In typical NBA fashion, we got to wait till Sunday now for Game 2 because, you know, all that travel from the hotel to the arena is too far. Can't play the game on Saturday. But we did this with the Pacers a little bit, and when they beat the Knicks in similar fashion in Game 1, you're like, can they really repeat that? They did what they needed to do. What's the environment going to be like in Game 2? And we were just talking about this. Could, you know, when Denver did it to OKC in Game 1, then they got obliterated in Game 2. When we saw Indiana do it, they still found a way to win Game 2 in Madison Square Garden. What's your read for Game 2, and what do you expect?
Yeah, I saw Vegas have a spread at 11, Thunder favored by 11. I mean, you know, they responded emphatically against Denver. You know, very kind of similar loss. They beat them by 40-something in Game 2. I just think there's a soul-crushing nature the Pacers have with these wins. And I know at times Cleveland even responded in New York, you know, eventually did, but still, it just almost seems like a win like that is worth two. Now, maybe you don't feel it in Game 2 of the series. Maybe you feel it at some point else in the series here. So, you know, if you're in Oklahoma City right now, you're saying, hey, we have the second worst shooting night of our season. You know, Jalen Williams is an all-star. He's not going to play that poorly again. And, you know, for 45 minutes, you played very, very well. Whereas the Pacers will say, yeah, we obviously had a, you know, historic comeback again, but we don't turn the ball over like that again. So, you know, I probably think Oklahoma City gets it done. But, you know, at the start of the series, I picked Thunder in 7. But I said if the Pacers get Game 1, it's Pacers in 6. I think those losses, those wins by the Pacers, losses for the opponent, have that sort of magnitude to them. I do think it matters more than once. So I would go ahead and Pacers will, you know, lose on Sunday probably if I had to guess, but I would say Pacers in 6. Yeah.
You guys are lucky. You got a finals team. You got a great coach. You got a villain slash fun player in Halliburton. Like, I'm so jealous you have a basketball team of this caliber. When you're doing a morning show and you're in an NBA finals and you pull out a victory like that, is there any segment on the show, you're coming up next, Anthony Richardson sucks, or is it all finals the whole show?
So I don't know if you guys caught the news cycle yesterday, but Anthony Richardson suffered a right shoulder injury in an OTA practice, an aggravation of a surgically repaired right shoulder. So he will miss the rest of the spring. Caitlin Clark spoke to the media for the first time in a week plus with her injury absence. And we did not mention Caitlin Clark once on the show today. And I think the three times we mentioned Richardson in a 90-second snippet, I think we almost got booed off the air each time. So it's a good problem to have. You guys are in a market without Major League Baseball as well. It's a good problem to have on June 6th when you feel like you're like – you don't have enough time to get to all of it.
Yeah. How do we stretch to get to football season? Well, at least your NBA team's in the NBA finals. Let me ask you this. We had I was out earlier this week. Somebody filled in for me and gave the take that Rick Carlisle is on the Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches if he wins this title.
If he wins it, yeah.
How hot of a take is that?
Ooh. Riley, Phil, I guess Red Arbaugh.
Popovich? Popovich?
Pop for sure.
Bunch of super teams. So those are super teams, though. I wouldn't call this Pacers team
a super team. You're calling the Spurs a super team?
They were for 20 years.
They drafted all their dudes.
That's still a super team.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Is there like a junior Mount Rushmore before you get to Mount Rushmore?
The Rushmore Hills before it leading into it?
Yeah, we're fortunate. We have Rick on every Tuesday, and something I said to him a few weeks ago, I think what has struck me is the different iterations of the championship teams he's coached. Like, go back to the Pistons. I mean, slugfest. If they got to 75 in a game, it was a miracle. Mm-hmm. And then Dirk and the Mavs, that is a different team than this Pacer team that, you know, some people are saying, hey, they might whatever, reset a little bit of the NBA's thinking with the amount of pace and the ball movement, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, those are three very different teams and obviously three totally different organizations. And I believe if they win it all, I think he'll be one of four coaches to have won an NBA title with two different franchises. So, I mean, without question, I think he's a top 10 coach in league history. But he might have to, I don't know, chisel a fifth head on there to be the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, great stuff. Kevin Bowen, we're jealous of him. 107.5 The Fan at Indy at K Bowen 1070 on Twitter. You go give him a follow there. Enjoy the rest of this finals run. I'm sure the scene when that series shifts to Indy is going to be absolute bananas. Hopefully we can do it again soon, man. Appreciate it.
Gentlemen, I'll sneak this in. I am the out-of-towner that probably says this too often to you guys, and I don't know where your golf fandom is, but I'm out in Bandon Dunes later this month after a potential Game 7. I had a double and triple check that when all of a sudden this final series started, so I'm very much looking forward to it.
Have you ever been before? Have you ever been to Bandon?
Never. Oh. Coming out there with my father-in-law and my two brothers-in-law, I cannot wait to say I'm a kid in a – I feel like I'm on Christmas morning counting down the days. 3 weeks from today, we leave.
Look,
you got a title ahead of you, and you're
like
looking
forward
to it.
You're a nice guy.
Done.
You come on every time that we ask you to, and I genuinely appreciate it. I kind of hate you because your team's in the finals, and my team's irrelevant and has been for 20 years. And now you're adding a Bandon trip in June, late June on top of it. You have a chance to see your team win an NBA championship and then go to Bandon Dunes in the aftermath to celebrate that. I don't know if there's a better month.
Yeah, I think I just heard you wish 52 degrees and rain for three straight days on me.
Is there a track that's got you most interested out there, or you're just ready for all of it? Is there one track for you if you've looked up any of the courses?
Yeah, I'm ashamed to admit how many YouTube videos I've watched. Yeah. If my wife only knew, it's so pathetic. I am a sucker for the view, so Sheep Ranch and seeing the amount of greens that are on the ocean, but hearing more and more about Pacific Dunes, that as well. So, yes, to say that I can't wait would be the biggest understatement ever.
Let's do this, Kevin. We do appreciate your time, and I know you're super busy. Let's wait for your trip to be done from Bandon, and then let's get your Bandon ranking.
Because every Indy time you take go to Bandon, Bandon,
you got to have the rankings.
You
got
to have your top fives. Yeah. Are you going to play all of them when you're there?
Yes. We are. The first day we're Bandon Trails. The second day we're Sheep Ranch, Bandon Dunes again. And the final day we're Pacific Dunes, Old McDonald's.
Well, you got to play the Preserve too, the par 3 course, and you got to blaze up a fat weed joint. You just got to get super ripped for that one.
I want to say we land, I don't know, I think we're flying into Eugene, and I think we're like 5 o'clock on Bandon Preserve the first day. Any and all advice, I'll take anything. K-Bowen 1070. On Twitter, you cannot give me enough Bandon nuggets, so please.
Help them out, listeners. We all love it. It's our hidden gem down here in Southern Oregon. Not really hidden, but
not
we
hidden
love
anymore.
It. Kevin Bowen, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the finals. Let's catch up soon.
You bet, guys. Always enjoy it. Thank you.
There you go. Kevin Bowen from Indy.
Dude, an NBA championship, a parade, and then let me fly to go play Bandon Dunes. What are you doing? You're wearing a golf shirt today, and coincidentally, it's a Bandon shirt. You're not even going golfing with us.
No.
I mean, you can. Choices. Well, choices.
They say home ownership is the American dream.
The Daily Ticker is brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company.
Utah Valley and no golf. Rough week for you.
The return of warmer weather. It's going to be 95 on Sunday. It's a good thing I can play golf.
Pelican Brewing. I mean, I don't know anymore.
Pelican Brewing brings back in summer
season.
You
should ask
here.
Your wife where your balls are.
Pelican. I lost them a long time
They're
ago.
They're in a drawer.
They're in there somewhere.
It's what key. Drawer did you put them in?
Give me the key. Give me the key.
Down in the creek on 13 at Stone Creek.
Pelican brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment that you can see. We love our friends. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. Grab some of their new sodas, some delicious beers, some of their new hard salt. They got everything for you, man. Get it this weekend. And there you go. We go to Indy for the ticker. Let's wrap it up with a what would you do in this situation next on The Fam.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Party and party and have fun, 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 fun.
There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. One more time on the way out. Did you know if you text the word WICK, W-I-C-K, that's how you spell it, to 503-864-6326, you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see From the World of John Wick, Ballerina.
Hooray!
In theaters today.
Swagalicious.
1080thefan.com for more details. Again, all you got to do, text WICK, W-I-C-K, to 503-864-6326. The poll question is out. With phenomenal GIF usage to follow, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter, should,
I'm making it a threat.
Should 1080 The Fan do a Royal Rumble for the vacant 12-3 hosting gig?
It's honestly...
If anybody votes no on this, we need to figure out who they are, and we need to block them from our Twitter account.
It's probably now, the best idea the station and you have ever come up with.
31 votes in. It's 100% to zero. So thank you. Let's keep that going. Let's show the suits. How exactly. We feel about this?
We need to jack up that vote total. It's the vote total that really matters.
Yes,
sir.
Get the vote total. We got to rack it up. Vote total. Vote early.
We
vote
need
often.
The turnout. Yes. We need the turnout.
You can stand in line. We'll deliver you water. And Sprague has added a GIF for each of the candidates,
each person,
to connect them to a wrestler, and so you can go see who he's connected.
I'm also doing Swag and Isaac Atsuk and Meringue
Swag,
and you and me and and I got one for Dusty.
Who am I? I'm waiting to see who I end up being.
I'm doing yours right now. Okay, I'm debating who I think you would be in a Royal Rumble
right
now. Style.
So you can go check all of that out at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter and follow through with that. Let me ask you this question to close it up on a Friday as we go into Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight, and then we got to wait till Sunday for Game 2 of the NBA Finals. would you find somebody?
Yeah, I think me and you would be the Mean Gene and Michael Cole.
Okay.
The backstage. Hey!
Interview guys?
Yeah, but...
Schultz, what went wrong there?
The one I'm using for you is pretty disrespectful.
That's all right. You know, whatever. It's all right. Take a shot to me. Even though it was my idea. This is all my creation. This is my baby. Somehow I'm getting kicked in the nuts here.
That's okay.
Would you cash this out? A person put a $13 bet on a 5-pick parlay. Dodgers to win the World Series.
Okay.
New York Liberty to win the WNBA title.
Yes.
Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. And Oklahoma City Thunder to win the NBA title. The Oilers win game one. His cash out was up to $123,000. The total payout of the bet is $270,000. When the Thunder lost last night, his cash out dropped from $123,000 down to $107,000. Hold the ticket or cash out?
Hold it because you have one more game for each series before the cash out has to be made.
If the Oilers lose, that cash out's below $100,000.
But if they win and the Thunder win, that cash out's going to
$150,000. Yeah. Hold it through the weekend.
Hold the line.
But if you cash out, no matter what happens, you have to cash out after game twos. You can't get to threes.
Can't cash out 3-1.
They might say no cash out.
Yeah, no more cash out.
Good luck.
Cash out suspended. There you go. Good little show. If you missed any of it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, and at 1080thefan. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. If you haven't done so, subscribe to the channel. You should. Great content up there all day long. And you can watch all of our shows live. Like the video if you haven't done so yet. Before
go Beavs this weekend, man. Go Beavs.
Go Beavs this weekend. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.